Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the third hour here on this live Saturday episode. The number is 603-283-6160. We had thousands of people protesting in Washington, D.C. and other places all around the country today in favor of gun restrictions. People do not love freedom. They hate it, and they want less of it, and that's what they are getting out there. It's the March of Our Lives so-called rallies that are happening. We didn't really get a chance to talk about much of what they're saying, but you could probably guess. It's the same old, quote-unquote, enough is enough, according to the D.C. mayor who spoke at one of these rallies, and, you know, they're sick and tired of being sick and tired, and they want politicians to do something about it.
But the politicians in D.C. have done something about gun control.
They've passed thousands
of
laws.
They've passed so many laws, the United States Supreme Court came out and told them to stop, or something to that effect.
Yeah, so they want more, though, and you guys have been calling in all night.
Well, I love it that they, you know, they think that they understand that their laws are ineffective, so they want more laws outside of the region that they don't rule.
Well, they want all of the laws, everywhere, all of the time, times 10, because they think that'll make a difference.
I know what irresponsible people are like. Irresponsible people are constantly blaming others for their failings. If a politician wants less crime in their given geographic area, they have many tools at their disposal. And if they have managed to get you, the voter, to believe that somehow it is some other politician's responsibility, you've fallen for the trick.
Yep, lots of people have called in to share their thoughts on gun restrictions and gun rights here tonight, and we're going to continue taking your calls. First up, we've got Tony. He's on the line in Arkansas, listening to Texarkana. Go ahead, Tony, you're on Free Talk Live.
I just wanted to call and tell you that it's not all gloom and doom when it comes to gun ownership and gun is the youth in America.
Okay, what's the good news?
Well, we got a program here in Arkansas, and I'm sure it's in a lot of the southern states, and it may be worldwide, I don't know, but we have a program, Arkansas Youth Shooting Sports, and my son started this year in the seventh grade at 13 years old, and he has shot a gun all of his life, but they shoot trap, which is the clay pigeons that throw out. It's mm-hmm. competition.
Right.
You know, it's more of a competition. But their main goal is teaching, like, gun ownership, responsibility, safety, how to handle them, what to do with the guns. And, you know, a little background. When I was growing up in the 80s, I would walk down to catch the school bus and take my 20 gauge and shoot a bunch of squirrels. And when I got on the school bus, I'd hand my shotgun and the squirrels to Mr. Jones, the school bus driver. And, he would take them. And when I got off of school, out of school, and got, he would have half, he'd give me half of the squirrels that were cleaned, my gun back. And, you know, we never thought twice about if there was a fight at school. You never thought that, oh, I got a gun in my truck, or I got a gun, you know. We go, but, you know, I just think that most of the nation is still on board with firearms.
I hope so, and you're right. It's certainly having classes like you're talking about for young people is very important, because the young people in the United States, if they're going to government schools, they are getting pounded with propaganda, anti-gun propaganda.
Right, and it's our responsibility as parents to prevent that.
Right, and the number one thing you can do as a parent is to get your kids out of government school, because, I mean, if you...
I kind of disagree with that.
Really?
Okay.
I mean, you enjoy a large organization filled with thieves and criminals propagandizing your children for 8 hours a day for 12 years?
Right. Why would you want to send your kids to government school? It's like a terrible place.
Okay. When you got 95% of the population going to government schools, we can't all get out of government.
Sure you can. Just walk away.
No.
Yeah, a little bit of effort.
Not all of us.
Well, my son was homeschooled for some time. It's surprisingly easy.
What does it cost to homeschool?
Almost nothing, but you could buy a curriculum.
I don't know.
But well, no, I wasn't asking you, Tony. I was asking Mark here in the studio, who actually did homeschool his son. Would you say it's less than a few thousand dollars a year for the curriculums and
it's
stuff like that?
It's less than you're spending on school clothes, school supplies, books, and these sorts of things. I would say that you're...
Is it less than the taxes I'm paying to send my kids to government?
Well, that's the thing, is that you're certainly
right.
Paying taxes.
So
and
that's why we have to fight to have our kids... prevent our kids from being indoctrinated.
But when I was homeschooling my son, I was still paying tax to the government to educate other people's kids.
Why?
I wish I knew why.
Because you're afraid they're going to steal your house.
Because they'll take my house if I don't.
Okay. Well, that's even more reason.
Well,
that's not a reason to send kids to a government school, man. I mean, you're putting your kids in constant danger of being brainwashed, let alone getting shot to death by some psychopath or whatever, arrested by a cop, thrown up against a wall, having their head smashed in by some crazed cop or whatever on a power trip. That happens.
Okay. Well, I mean, yeah, it may done, and it may have happened for the past 100 years.
Yeah. Hey, Tony, thanks for the call tonight, man. I do appreciate it. Hey, some people want to keep their kids in government school, and if they think it's somehow worthwhile, I wish them the best, but good luck.
If
you have no idea what's going on there.
If your kids are getting physically assaulted by the teachers and the principals and the staff at the school every day and came home black and blue every day and bloodied and all that kind of stuff every day,
you would
pull them out as soon as possible.
Why would you go to the PTA meeting and rally to try to change the system?
Right. So why would you put up with them mentally abusing your children? Because that's what's happening. They are subjected to mental abuse.
Great
the
point.
State is mentally abusing your children by propagandizing them.
Yep.
Yeah,
every day.
I call it middle-class welfare babysitting day prison.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because, and I'll break it down for you. I call it middle-class welfare because middle-class people still accept the notion of sending their kids to government school, along with the lower classes, whom we say must have free school because otherwise the kids wouldn't go to school, is what the idea is.
Great. It's rare. Let's not go to school and get a real education in the real world.
Right. It's rare that you hear upper-class people. Upper-class people say, "Hey, look, I don't care what you tax me at, I'm not sending my kid there."
Mm-hmm.
They're not getting that.
A lot of teachers, by the way, also don't send their kids to
Yeah, it's a far disproportionate percentage of teachers that refuse to send their kids to government school teachers. So day prison, middle class welfare, babysitting day prison.
Mm-hmm.
You know, parents want to be able to work. Both parents want to be able to work, and so somebody's got to watch the kids in that amount of time. Now, obviously, if a kid is of a certain age, my son's 14, he could manage himself if that's what we decided to do as a family.
Yeah.
We don't think it's a good idea. We send him now to another school, to a private school. But, we did homeschool for some time. And you know what? There was never a problem with his integrating into the top-end private school at grade level. Never was an issue. So...
One of the things that I really like about New Hampshire and the Free State Project and the migration, this ongoing migration of liberty-loving people, is the people that come to New Hampshire that have kids or are going to have kids, they get this. They understand the danger of government school. They get that they will be forced under the threat of their house being stolen to pay for the crap can government schools, but they know better than to send their kids to those government schools. And so they're starting to create alternatives.
Right.
They're creating systems, voluntary educational systems outside of the government to I'm not just talking about like your private, typical send your kids to private school, but make your own private school,
right.
Make your own unschooling center, that kind of thing. Extracurricular activities, things like that. They're doing this as a community, and people that are out there that actually care about liberty and value educational freedom, you got to get to New Hampshire and join the libertarian migration.
And it's worth mentioning that New Hampshire has
a bit of legislation where if you do homeschool your kids, you can actually get that amount of tax money that would normally go to schooling your kids in the public school.
Don't they call it that? Honduras, you won't pay for any of this stuff.
Don't they call it education savings accounts?
I believe it's, yeah, it has some sort of term.
It's pretty new. It just came out within the last year or so, and it's become incredibly popular. In fact, the program got filled up. I think they have to expand the budget for it. And boy, are the teachers' unions.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID four times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had two clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Here on the live Saturday episode, the number is 603-283-6160. That's
603-283-6160. Everything from guns to education. Just got into that with a caller advocating for people to keep going to government schools, the caller was. And we say, no way.
Well, and the thing is, reading, writing, and arithmetic are the fundamental things you need to educate yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Once you have those three things, if there's a topic you want to learn about, it's pretty easy to do. You can add, subtract, multiply, right, and divide. You can operate a calculator. You can read language. You can write or type, I guess. I don't know if even cursive is taught these days. But once you have those three things, and those three things can be taught to children far faster and easier outside of the public school system.
Sure.
Yeah, it absolutely can. It's that's the truth, is that those things, reading, writing, arithmetic, those can be taught, honestly, by
the three R's, as they say in the South, right? Reading, writing, and arithmetic.
The whole Beverly Hillbillies thing. They can be done by sixth grade, and then you wonder what the rest of it's for. Now, I would say that time should be spent on critical thinking. That critical thinking is something that no one spends any time on in government school. In fact, quite the opposite. They don't want you critically thinking about something. They don't want you to have the ability to logic through a problem. Because if you did that, you might come up with solutions that were not state sanctioned.
Right. You might not believe what the teachers were saying.
Let me ask you this, ladies and gentlemen. If an organization controlled education, any organization besides government, controlled education, what do you think your opinion, the opinion of the students of that would be of that organization? Don't you think that organization would take the time inside of its schools to create opinions amongst the young minds full of mush, as they say? To say, wow, this organization's really, really great. I mean, what do you think your opinion of, say, Walmart would be if Walmart ran all the schools?
Or Apple, right?
Or, I don't know, how about the Catholic Church? What do you think the people's opinion, largely, of the Catholic Church is that go to Catholic schools? I'm not trying to say anything about the Catholic religion. I'm just saying that most people who walk out of Catholic school probably have a pretty high estimation of the Catholic Church because they've gone to the Catholic school for a long time and been told it's really great. This is the truth about government school. Mm-hmm. Don't expect your kid to have a reasonable opinion about government if you send them to a government school.
Yeah, expect them to come out with belief in gun control, with belief that the world's going to end in the next couple of years due to environmental disaster, right, which is a big thing now. They have what they call, quote-unquote, echo anxiety amongst young people today.
Yeah, every time there's a school shooting, they send an email home from my son's school saying, hey, if you need counseling for something that didn't happen.
And this is a private school?
This is a private school, absolutely. Absolutely.
We go to Robert in California, listening in Eureka. Go ahead, Robert.
Yeah, I want to run something by you guys about gun issues.
Sure.
Everybody wants to be happy about this. And so my solution is that you make the gun, the rifle range, the Las Vegas, more, and you have restaurants. You have a gym, you have a playground, then you have lockers for all the guns. You get all your guys together, and you have a gun cleaning party, but you leave the high-tech items in the locker, and you go home.
What's the high-tech? Guns?
Phones?
Yeah, AR-15s.
Okay. So you want people to have AR-15s, but only at this mall where they can shoot.
Yeah, and they take the whole family there, and they make a big deal out of it, and they have fun playing with their guns, and when the day's all over, they put them away, and they go home.
Do you think that the rooftop Koreans during the Rodney King riots would have thought that it was a good idea to not have their ARs convenient at the time?
No.
Yeah. Do you think the black people that were surrounded by angry white lynchers in Rosewood, do you think that they would have liked the idea that their rifles weren't available to them?
No.
Yeah.
I'm talking about maybe a solution going forward to try to make everybody happy. So the people that are afraid,
I don't think that's
going to
make people happy. I don't think that's going to make the people happy who actually want to defend themselves or want to have guns around for the purpose of self-defense, and whether it be at their home or their business or wherever they happen to be.
If the people who are protesting here, if the people in these protests would take responsibility for themselves, then that would solve the problem.
What I wanted to say is that aside from the normal protection weapons, you get a handgun, you keep it at home. You get a rifle because you're a hunter. But you don't get an AR-15 on the street. You got to play with it at the gun club.
Why?
Why? Because they're threatening to everybody else, and they can be in the hands
of
people.
No, they're not. They're not threatening to everybody else. This is the view of a person who lives in California. It's probably fairly common for someone living in California or Massachusetts or something like that, where there's a tremendous amount of fear surrounding guns. When I see a gun on somebody's hip who's not a cop, I feel better about where it is I am, because I know that that person is likely somebody who is someone who's concerned for safety, somebody who understands.
Yeah, but that person doesn't have an AR-15 on their head.
I don't care if they do.
Well, an AR-15 is difficult to carry in sort of public, and I don't think that it's – I don't personally believe in sort of long gun carry out in public, but – that's just
that's
a choice
what I'm
that
talking
I,
about.
I hear you.
Well, no, you also said people should keep their pistols at home.
No, I think that people should have their ARs at home.
No,
the reason is that they should have an AR
at home. I want him to clarify this. You said you didn't say keep pistols at home?
No, I said you can keep a pistol at home for self-defense. You can keep a rifle at home.
What if I want the pistol on me when I'm walking around?
That's okay.
Okay, great. Well, we can agree on that much.
That's not a...
What if I want to open carry it? What if I want to open carry the pistol?
That's fine, too.
Okay,
it's great. Not an AR-15 assault weapon.
Okay, I have a question. Why do you think it's okay for you to tell other people what they can and can't do?
I'm not saying that either. I'm making a suggestion.
Well, your suggestion is that people do what you think they should do. Why do you get to make that decision for them?
Okay, let me rephrase that. That is my opinion.
And if it's fine if he wants to persuade people to think in the same way, and then he wants to live in a place where they all agree to not carry AR-15s or any other long guns around, I think that's totally fine. And this comes back to what you were saying before, Mark, is that people who have similar viewpoints on things like gun restrictions or educational freedom or whatever it is we're talking about should get together. People that love this idea should move out to Eureka and be around.
No, Eureka is the country. They want to be able to have their guns in Eureka. They should move to San Francisco.
Isn't Eureka a highly liberal leftist city in California?
I don't think it is.
I believe it is. Robert?
Okay. Robert?
Yeah, we're progressive.
Yeah, quite.
Oh.
Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. In fact, our radio station out there is a progressive, one of the few progressive talk stations
I did not know
left in the United States. KGOE. More coming up here in moments. You can join us. The number 603-283-6160. Thank you, Robert, for that call. This is Free Talk Live.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
It happened overnight Saturday. The nationwide average for a gallon of regular gas is top $5 a gallon, according to AAA. That's 19 cents higher than last week and $1.93 higher from this time a year ago. And some places are paying well above $5 a gallon. California has the highest average in the country at $6.43. Mississippi has the lowest average at $4.52 a gallon. After that, inflation hitting its highest levels since 1981. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says consumer prices have surged 8.6% last month. The cost of groceries up nearly 12%. Rent is also up by 5.5%. President Biden blaming Russia and its war against Ukraine.
But we've never seen anything like Putin's tax on both food and gas.
Economic experts are also pointing to the money from stimuluses due to the pandemic. This is USA Radio News. Thousands across the country marched for their lives. It's a demonstration demanding Congress take action against gun violence in the wake of recent mass shootings in Uvalde, Texas, and Buffalo, New York. More than 450 rallies took place, with the biggest one happening in Washington, D.C. They were organized by March for Our Lives, which was created in 2018 in the wake of the school shooting in Parkland, Florida. Nicaraguan President Daniel Ortega is authorizing Russian troops, planes, and ships to come to his country for the purposes of training, law enforcement, or other emergency response. A spokeswoman for the Kremlin's foreign ministry called the measure routine. Ortega has been a staunch ally of Russia since his days leading the 1979 revolution that ousted dictator Anastasio Somoza. All of the major indexes on Wall Street closed down for the week, all due to inflation concerns. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us. The phones are open if you want to join in here at 603-283-6160. You can also call us on our SIP line. You can go to sip.freetalklive.com to learn how to connect to it. It does take a few steps to get it set up, but once you get that done, it's just a quick press of the button and then you're connected to us, and you'll sound a lot better in a lot of cases. SIP.freetalklive.com. And if you want liberty in your lifetime, Mark is going to be heading over to the Free Cities Foundation annual conference.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Called Liberty in Our Lifetime. Is this like year number two for this?
That's right.
Okay. It is happening in Prague. Was that where it was last year?
No, last year it was in Switzerland.
All right.
I got to, by the way, it was in eastern Switzerland. Yeah, eastern Switzerland. So it was right by Liechtenstein Shrine.
Oh, yeah. And I've heard that's a pretty free place.
I went there, and I would say that it is free in so much as there's not a lot of intrusion in your life, but, you know, like, it's a hard place to move to.
Why?
Because they just don't want you there.
Yeah, I hear that
they control their freedom by controlling immigration.
Hmm. I hear that Liechtenstein is one of the freest places on the planet, but it never shows up in any of the rankings because it doesn't have enough population.
Yeah, that's what I've heard too.
It's basically like a city state, right? It's not very large.
Well, it's bigger than that. I mean, it's several towns strung together. It's basically a county in a canton. It's essentially a rogue canton of Switzerland.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So it's technically still part of Switzerland, but not really?
It's sort of Switzerland's the big brother.
Uh huh.
Not part of Switzerland.
Huh. Learn more about what are the different options around the world, the different communities springing up, offering opportunities for settlers to live freer lives. This is something you've been following very closely, Mark, in the last roughly half a decade. The conference theme this year is Parallel Structures for Progress. The discount for Free Talk Live listeners is 20%. You can save that by using code FTL20 over at their website, lifetimeliberty.com. The event again in Prague, October 21st through the 23rd. You can follow their Twitter account at handle at Liberty IOL, like Liberty in our lifetime. And you can get your tickets soon. Get the early bird discount while it's still available. Plus, if you want to buy it in Bitcoin, you can drop them a line directly to inquire through their Twitter. In that case, lifetimeliberty.com, code FTL20, saves you 20% on the Free Cities Foundation's conference, Liberty in Our Lifetime, coming up in October.
It was a really great event the last time. And
how many people were there? Couple hundred?
300.
That's really good for a first year.
Yeah, it was really great for a first year, and I think it's going to be so much bigger this go around.
Wow.
The Europeans, well, for one, they don't have as many libertarian events, so they're much more likely to go to one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they look at liberty differently than Americans do. And I think that that's it's worth hearing what they have to say.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a great event, and if you need an excuse to go to Prague, well, there it is.
There you go.
It's.
I was going to say, when I was doing the band thing, we were trying to arrange a show in Prague. I met a guy through a work thing where his family had a place, and we were trying to get a free place to stay, and so all we had to do was pay, like, airfare and rent some instruments and go play a show over in Prague, but it just never materialized, and I regret that.
I imagine the airfare wasn't cheap back then either.
No. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Jacob is in South Carolina listening to WRNN in Myrtle Beach. Go ahead, Jacob.
Hi there.
Hey.
I just wanted to make a few comments on the gun control continuation of the conversation before. So, in South Carolina, I've grown up in the country my whole life, and like I sleep with I don't, it's not legal for me to carry a pistol on me. I have a rifle. Growing up, lived out in the country. I mean, I would call myself a liberal. I mean, I'm pretty, just see how it goes, politician to politician. So I have a lot of liberal friends too. And, right now I live in a suburb. Okay. I feel completely safe. And all my friends, I mean, it's not a worry. But growing up in the country, there's just things that growing up, these like people in liberal cities, like even in Charlotte, I've got friends, and they just don't understand what it's like to live out in the country and call the police and wait maybe 30 minutes for someone to get to you.
That can happen in the city, too.
Right, and let's not forget that there's instances, criminal instances, where seconds count, and the cops are still 10 minutes away. I mean, even if the cops show up in 10 minutes, what are they? A very fast cleanup crew.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the superior court or the courts have ruled that police have zero duty to protect you.
That's right.
It's true.
I really don't think, though, that in somewhere like New York City, I don't think anyone should be in possession of a gun at all. Like, it's just not the place for it. There's nowhere to shoot in the city.
Indoor gun range.
You shoot at the person who's threatening you.
I suppose if you feel threatened. Why wouldn't you want to have a concealed carry weapon on you if you're in a place where you feel like crime might occur?
What I'm saying, for a gun ban makes sense in a place like a city.
Why? So only criminals have guns? Because the criminals aren't going to listen to your gun ban, right?
I think that there's not really a solution that can solve for everyone.
Okay, so don't take guns away from people that aren't criminals.
They should have done something long, long time ago. Before, like modern weapons. Well, the Second Amendment was created before the modern handgun. Like, they didn't have bullets.
The First Amendment was created before computers. Do you think we should limit what people say on the online?
That's not the point. You could have said anything.
Modern technology has changed.
Some people do believe
that. People killed people back then, too.
Yeah, I mean, we live in New Hampshire. Manchester obviously isn't as urban as New York City, but it's a city with over 100,000 people living in it. And people have guns there all over the place, and it's totally fine.
It just depends. I'm a for banning the sale of assault weapons and.
Why do you get to choose? Why does your opinion get to decide who gets to own what property? What gives you the right to decide what other people can and cannot own?
For the security and safety of the citizens.
Well, the security and the safety of the citizens was determined by having assault weapons in situations like the Rodney King riots when the rooftop Koreans got up there. Would you want to go take their weapons away so that their businesses were set on fire? I mean, there are people who were able to defend just recently in the last 2 years when the riots were occurring across the United States, be able to defend their businesses because they had rifles.
The cops were nowhere
to be
found.
Did you want to take that away from them? The cops had their station set on fire.
I don't know about all that.
Thank you, Jacob.
It's the truth.
Well, there you go. And thanks for the call tonight. And the point about, and I do appreciate the perspective.
Look, I don't like the idea of people going out and shooting people, innocent people randomly. I'm not advocating
almost
for that.
Never happens.
Well, but it does. The news picks up the stories here and there. It does happen. Every once in a while, somebody goes out and does something bad. Now, they're less likely to do it with an AR. They're less like murders are far less likely to occur with an AR than they are with a hammer or a knife.
Yeah, the thing is, when somebody uses the excuse they did with you, Captain, it's because for the good of society. Well, who decides what is good for society? Right. Who decides? And there's different viewpoints on
right.
What
America
is good.
Isn't even a society. Like, these are the people who want to ban things across the entire United States. And not the young gentleman that was just calling in. He was saying specifically in urban areas, which I think is interesting that you're making a distinction. I like the distinction being made. But I don't see
people
any point
in cities have rights, too.
Right.
And
there's
the right
cities
to
in Texas
itself.
Where people can own guns. There's cities in Arizona where people own guns.
Let's talk to Peakless Mountaineer in New Hampshire, normally here with us on Saturday night. Appreciate you stepping away so Mark could be in. What's on your mind?
Real quick before I get into it, you were asking about sabers and natural persons.
Yeah.
The reason that sabers are associated with military garb is they're the only sword that you'll find both in the cavalry and on a ship, as well as the Marines. And a natural person is what you and I think of as a person.
Indeed, indeed. Right. The question is, what is a non-natural person? I presume that means
corporation.
Yeah.
Corporation, basically.
How do you charge a corporation with a felony, though? That's really the question. Hang on, I know you were calling in for some other reason, so stand by. More with Peakless Mountaineer. Your calls and thoughts are welcome in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, the phones are up in here if you want to join in. The number is 603-283-6160. Here tonight, Ian, Captain,
and Mark.
If you miss a moment of the show, you can always go and download the latest episodes over at freetalklive.com. You'll find them right there in, if you're on the full browser, not your mobile, it'll be on the left-hand side. If you're on the mobile browser, it's probably easier to just click the listen menu and then go to archives and you'll find them there. So head over to freetalklive.com. You can also subscribe to Free Talk Live via our podcast. We touched earlier tonight on the technology of podcasts. You do need to have a podcast client of some sort. A lot of people use iTunes. I don't know why, but they do. And so you take our RSS feed from feeds.freetalklive.com. You plug it into your favorite podcast client, and then you receive every episode of the show as they are released. If you would prefer a smaller amount of content, you can subscribe to our feeds that only have, say, the Daily Digest, which has 20 or 30 minutes shows every single day, sort of cut down from our full 2 or 3 hour shows.
Sometimes it's usually it's 40 minutes.
Okay. I don't listen often to the Digest.
I love it.
I don't know.
I think the Digest is just great.
I agree.
Normally when I look at them, they're like close to 30. But anyway, that's what's there for you. That's an option. And then there's also the full shows only feed. So we've got a few different feeds. You can go and subscribe to whichever one you want over at feeds.freetalklive.com. We go back to Pequot Mountaineer on the line in New Hampshire. Go ahead. You're on Free Talk Live. You're back.
Yeah, so I was looking over these documents that got declassified because a couple of senators are like, hey, this Disinformation Governance Board is just targeting American speech, in particular our kind of American speech. So I was looking through the declassified documents and some interesting stuff. So for one thing, they're like, oh, no, we're not talking to any of the social media people. And then in their own document, it's like, yes, you have previously met with Twitter's vice president of public policy and philanthropy for the Americas.
Wow. I didn't know this information had come out. Was this just recently?
Yeah, pretty darn recently. But yeah, all these documents just got declassified by a couple of senators.
Wow.
But there's this one particular bit where it's the key objectives for why they were meeting with the Twitter people.
I'm sure it's for our best interest.
Oh, I'm sure. This meeting is an opportunity to discuss operationalizing public-private partnerships. And I don't know what that means, but I don't like think I like it.
Well, it sounds like governments and private partnerships.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, it's that, yes. Private by what they mean is Twitter.
Yep. But including the creation of Disinformation Governance Board and its analytical exchange and So here was the thing that I thought was just really strange, that Twitter become involved with the Disinformation Governance Board analytic exchanges on domestic violence, extremism, and irregular migration. And I got to say, I've come across a lot of wacky terms, but like, what exactly do they mean by irregular migration? Like, is that us?
I think it very well could be people who move have moved for the Free State Project or perhaps leave the United States for to find more freedom, give up their citizenship in order to not have to pay ridiculous U.S. tax, people who might go to Washington, D.C. for a protest on a particular date that they've recently had a hearing about. You know, whatever it is, we're going to need to check your papers soon.
Yeah, I wouldn't think of, I mean, I don't know how they're using it, but I wouldn't think that, like, just going there for a protest would be a migration.
What was the term before the irregular migration? Because I didn't quite...
Oh, yeah, so there's a couple of terms that they're real fond of, like MDM, which is misinformation, disinformation, and malinformation, which is apparently different. But this term that they use all the time is...
Malinformation isn't wrong, it's just not bad. What we want you to hear.
Wait, what on earth? But yeah, and the other term that they like to use all over the place is what they call domestic violent extremism.
DVE. So yeah. So there's regular domestic violence, and then there's extreme domestic violence.
That's right.
Is that like when the WWE gives a demonstration
it's
with wrestlers?
It's sponsored by Red Bull.
Ah, okay. Or Mountain Dew Extra or whatever it is.
Yeah. For what it's worth, they say here on the internet that irregular migration, there's no universally accepted definition of it. However, the International Organization for Migration defines it as, quote, movement that takes place outside the regulatory norms of the sending, transit, and receiving countries. So, free migration, basically? People that don't ask for permission, quote-unquote illegal immigration?
I can't remember the last time I asked permission.
Yeah. Well, you do ask permission every time you go into the airport.
Yeah.
Yeah. Peakless, anything else you want to share?
No, just wanted to put it out there that, A, these documents all got declassified, and, B, they are specifically targeting, like, through Twitter in particular, and this got, honestly, one of the most terrifying things I've ever heard of is a public-private partnership. But they are specifically targeting what they call irregular migration.
Interesting. Thank you, Peakless, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Let's go to Josie in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Josie.
No, not much time. I'll have to just be brief. For what it's worth, Department, we always had these people that have come to say, oh, we need, you know, please do something about the guns.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they're going to keep on having these guns as long as they're having the same kind of thing. And it's the same old thing. And I've got something that I think we should just turn the clock back to when they didn't have so many people shooting like they do. And what they did was maybe in the 1800s or maybe early 1900s, when there was someone who definitely was a mass murderer, they would bring out the scaffolding in the Times Square or the town square, and then they would invite the public to come and see it, and they would hang the man
or
whoever did it.
So bringing
and
it
I
back.
Think that
now, of course, the problem
that makes a very visual scene.
The problem, of course, Josie, with the death penalty is: what if you get the wrong guy?
If you know the person did it, you have a speedy trial. You don't wait 5 years, 10 years, 20 years.
Yeah, that's one thing I would certainly say is that cruel and unusual punishment should be I mean, sitting on death row for 10 years is cruel and unusual punishment. Mm-hmm. I mean,
I just think they should punish the way they used to punish them, because it made a visual impression and people didn't do it anymore. You didn't have these shootings the way you do now.
Should they be televised? Would you have like a pay-per-view on HBO?
Maybe that's a good idea, too. I would not say yes or no.
Thank you,
but
Josie.
I agree with you, everything you said.
Appreciate it. Thanks for calling tonight.
So I don't know. I haven't looked at crime. Well, I guess I can say this. Crime rates are higher now than they were in, say, Dodge. If you compare, like, Baltimore to Dodge City, it was, like, the last time I looked at statistics, it was, like, 27 times more dangerous.
Meaning Dodge City is?
No, Baltimore.
Okay. Baltimore, got it.
And, like, you know, New York City was 10 times as dangerous as Dodge City. And, mm-hmm. you know, they're sort of comparing the Old West with the new modern eras. So it may be true that there was less crime.
Well, Josie's arguing it's because of public hangings, public executions.
I wouldn't be able to say whether it was or not. I'm just trying to look at the numbers. I'm against capital punishment because I believe that you will necessarily have some mistakes. Mm-hmm. And if you have some mistakes, then you are the killer that you're trying to kill.
Mm-hmm.
If you advocate for a system that kills, and that system will necessarily be flawed.
Run by people.
Then you are the killer that you wish to kill. I'm against it for that reason. But, you know, I have religious qualms against these sorts of things, and that's my argument.
I want to bring Gigi on the line here in South Carolina. Gigi, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
You always emphasize the importance of current events, which I am most passionate about. I have a question.
Sure.
I feel, in my personal opinion, that it seems to me that President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris bad-mouthing Guatemala, Venezuela, Nicaragua, and Cuba, and purposely not including them in this important Conference of the Americas being held in Los Angeles is counterproductive. If our federal government is so gung-ho about promoting economic development and curtailing illegal immigration, why the hell not sit down and talk with the leaders?
Good question.
I know that Honduras is looking at not participating because other places are not being allowed to come, like, for instance, Cuba and that sort of thing. You know, I don't know. I can tell you that the crutch that socialists use to justify the reason their economies suck is always that America's ruining it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know. I mean, you know, on one hand, I'm like, oh, I wouldn't justify a tyrannical system by even doing business with them.
Yeah, it's weird, too, because the federal government's been cozying up with the Venezuelans recently. They want their oil. See you tomorrow night online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.